Father Pavone. Hello. As you probably just heard, my name is Monica Lynn Snyder, and I'm a member of Secular Pro-Life, a group that doesn't exist. Well, okay, we do exist, but apparently we're not supposed to. According to our opposition, the pro-life movement is based solely on religion. Yet, here we are, secular pro-life, using secular arguments, using science. This seems to irritate some people. By some people, I mean pro-choicers. They want this to be about religion. They want this to be religion versus freedom, to be dogma versus progress, because it distracts from the real issue. So they'll go on about religious sexism, and they'll ignore anti-abortion feminists like, I don't know, Susan B. Anthony. They will talk about puritanical views on sex while ignoring the human rights atrocity of murder in the womb. They will talk all day about how there's no proof of a human soul, but they'll skip the part where there is plenty of proof of a new human life. This is why secular pro-life, the mere mention of our name, causes abortion rights advocates to freak out. Because we take away their favorite distraction, their anti-religion bigotry. We show the pro-life movement is not just about religion, it's about human rights, it's about science. And science says abortion kills humans. Secular pro-life isn't here because of faith, we're here because of facts. Like the fact that fetal heartbeat begins 3 weeks after conception, the fact that brainwaves can start at 6 weeks. You put those two together, that means 2/3 of abortions kill human beings with heartbeats and brainwaves. And do you know how I know? Because the biology textbook tells me so. Because at its core, this is a debate about biology. At its core, this is a debate about life and death. And we're promoting life, they're promoting death. It's like Coke versus Pepsi. We're Coke, they're Pepsi. But instead of Pepsi, they use rat poison. It's Coke versus rat poison. They can have the coolest cans, they can have the funniest commercials, but in the end, it's still a can of rat poison. When you peel away the glossy ad, the pro-choice position offers death, nothing more. They'll use rhetoric about freedom, about female empowerment, and that can be very appealing. I mean, I'm all for freedom. I am all for female empowerment. I think women should have the same opportunities as men for education, for career, for balancing family life, all of it. We should be creating a society that allows that. But creating that society, an equal society, is tricky because biology has dealt the sexes different hands. Women bear the children. That takes time, energy, resources. In some ways, that makes life more difficult for us than for men. And we can level the playing field. We can work to improve maternity leave, childcare options. We can work to break down stigmas about single mothers, about working mothers, stigmas about stay-at-home fathers. But those solutions take work. They take complicated changes. And abortion tries to short-circuit the whole process. The abortion-on-demand mentality tells me, sure, you can have the same opportunities as men. All you have to do is kill your offspring. That's the decision I'm left with. That's choice. That's equality. The pro-choice position has little to offer in terms of feminism and nothing to offer in terms of science. So they change the subject to freedom from religion. And that's why secular pro-life makes pro-choicers so defensive. But for pro-lifers, we're hope. Our existence symbolizes the strength of the pro-life message to all people, regardless of religious belief. The fact that I have no religion and I am still passionately pro-life means we are winning. I know always feel like that when the media acts like we don't exist. Doesn't matter. The tide turned years ago. Now it's lifting all of our boats. As of last year, 58% of Americans said they think abortion should generally be illegal. And that holds true for the youngest generation, even though we're the least religious. Do you know why? Because it's not just about religion, it's about human rights. You know, it wasn't supposed to be like this. You guys were supposed to get tired, sick of being misconstrued, sick of being mocked. You were supposed to quit in 84 or 94 or 2004. And yet here we are, 2014, larger than ever. And why is that? It's because people like you and me take action, large and small. We turn words and thoughts into deeds. And that's why we're growing and they're shrinking. And it is making them desperate. Just look for their signs today. They have nothing left. They're gonna scream about theocracy, about Christian fascism, about the pro-life movement being a bunch of religious old men. You know what? The pro-life movement does have a bunch of religious old men, and I say, great, we welcome religious old men. We welcome everyone, religious, secular men, women, young, old. I have a pro-life friend who's ambidextrous, yeah. The pro-life movement is winning because we are the big tent. Do you believe in God? Great, come on in. You don't believe in God? Great, come on in. You're not sure about God? Great. Come on in. Everyone who recognizes the horror of abortion is welcome here. I think it was Mother Teresa who said, the best defense is a good offense. Actually, I think General Patton said that, but Mother Teresa would agree. And that's us, secular pro-life. We're on the offense. We're writing and walking and talking and blogging about everything science has to say about life. We love a good secular-based debate. If only we could get one. All pro-choices want to do is talk about religion. President Obama said before he could support a law banning abortion, he'd have to explain how abortion violates some principle accessible to people of all faiths, including those with no faith at all. Well, Mr. President, I am happy to help you with that. www.secularprolife.org. It's filled with secular reasoning about women deserving better than forceps and saline solution, why the pro-life movement is right and abortion is wrong, why you should choose Coke, not rat poison. Stop by anytime. Thank you.